This is the closing market report for Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, it's a beautiful day here, though it doesn't feel all that much like summer. Nice, cool weather, and it looks like we're going to have some of that for a while.
We will through about Sunday. We have a very cool air mass in place, and it will steadily get cooler as we move through the weekend. So all in all, some pretty perfect weather here. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s, and that's the way it will be for about the next 3 to 4 days.
Across the Midwest, does this cool weather come with any rainfall chances?
Well, there will be a fairly strong system that moves along the southern edge of coolness. That starts up tomorrow and then continues through Tuesday. So a fairly slow-moving system. The main uncertainty regards the northward extent of rain. We have high confidence in significant rainfall for areas to the west and south of Illinois, especially Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. That's primarily along that southwest fringe of corn and soybean production. As we move through the weekend, some of that rain will start to inch its way to the east, and that will start to affect some of the areas along the Mississippi Delta, so bringing them some good rains of 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, and eventually some of that will attempt to work its way into the Corn Belt. The big uncertainty right now regards how far north will this rain go. At this point, we think we can divide the Corn Belt in half, and we'll take the southeast half of the Corn Belt, give them about 1/2 of an inch to maybe 1.5 inches. That would mainly be from Sunday through Tuesday. Everybody to the north and west from there stays fairly dry. So some rain is coming up. Some areas will benefit more than others, but there is a bit of uncertainty here because the rain event we're talking about is still about 3 to 4, even 5 days away. So we need another day or two to really understand this event.
Beyond that, do we see heat coming back into the Midwest?
Well, it certainly will start to turn warmer once we move into next week. We'll start to see this big upper level high that's been off to the west for the last couple of weeks start to expand. Now, it's not going to expand and envelop the entire central U.S. It will eventually, or essentially, warm up and then cool back down as another cool front or two manage to hold the true heat at bay. The one thing we're wondering about, though, is what happens around 10, 12, 14 days from now. There are some signs that this warmer period will start to become a little bit stronger, and that will start to send temperatures back into the 80s and 90s on a more consistent basis and keep those lows in the 70s. That's still, again, a little ways off here. So there's a lot of things to happen between now and then, but most signs do point to a warmer period for August, though not an unabated heat wave or anything like that.
One final question for you. A lot of turmoil in Europe at this point as it relates to dry weather and heat. Can you tell me what your assessment looks like?
Well, a lot of the dry weather and the hot weather that we've been seeing started a long time ago. So we're basically seeing the effects of that now with some poor wheat reports coming out of parts of Europe, especially in the north and the central areas around Germany. As we move forward, it is going to stay fairly dry in France in particular, and even though France has never been at the epicenter of dryness, their spring crops, and especially corn, have been drying out a little bit here over the last 30 to 40 days. More important than that, it's been unusually warm over the last month or so in France, even extending all the way back into May. It looks to stay pretty warm there, so whether or not that becomes an issue is something that we're going to have to watch. On the other hand, Ukraine has turned very wet over the last 30 to 45 days, so that's no longer an issue for them as far as drought goes. And even the eastern EU, they've been actually pretty wet, maybe even a little too wet lately. So Europe is a bit of a question mark at the moment.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.